Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game. Braves and Mets tonight. Charlie Morton on the mound. What the next few days are going to be wild in terms of sports news. Falcons report today, and then first practice Thursday morning at Flowery Branch. Practice begins at 9:30. The gate's open for you, and it's free for you to go if you want to join us in Flowery Branch at 9:30 on Thursday morning. Gate's open at 8:30 Thursday morning. Then Thursday is also the NBA draft is Thursday night. And we haven't really, you know, started to touch on, you know, all the, you know, big trade yesterday that happened between a couple of teams, New Orleans and Memphis. And then and that may, you know, open the floodgates to potential trades. And then Friday at 4 o'clock, you have the Major League Baseball trade deadline. So you got Falcons first practice and then the NBA draft Thursday night and Friday afternoon, Major League Baseball trade deadline. So there's going to be a lot of news for the Falcons, for the Braves, and for the Hawks over, you know, between now and the, you know, the end of business Friday, Hugh. I mean, it could be a busy time.
Yeah, man. Exciting time. There's a lot going on, for real.
Right? And so it is report day. Hugh, when you go to camp and you report, I know you're just kind of going, but I mean, is there a first day of school kind of feeling to it?
Yeah,
I mean,
of course. Of course, John, you're getting ready to, like, it gets real. Like, the one thing I remember about training camp is it gets real. Like, especially if you're in the trenches, that first day, because that's the first 9-on-7, that's the first 1-on-1s. And I remember the cast I played with, man, like, you know, it's like trash talking, 1-on-1s. Like, after you get yours over, you trash talking. And if you got beaten 1-on-1s, even though it's practice, oh, you got ridiculed for the whole day. It was bad. It was real bad.
Could you always tell the rookies that walk in on that first day with the, you know, the big eyes realizing that this is about to hit? You know, I mean,
well, no,
and you're
it's,
about
it's
to
like,
hit.
It's like, but I remember when, like, in 1-on-1s, like, you would always see, like, say, you know, certain guys, you would just want to see how they fare. How they doing 1-on-1s, you know, like a new lineman or something, you heard about him or whatever, you'd be like, okay, let me see how this young cat does. Then he goes out there and he get a steering wheel put in his back. So, yeah, we used to talk trash. I remember that vividly. Some of the stuff I cannot repeat on air that we used to say about each other. But, yeah, it was very, very graphic. It was very, very graphic when we talked about 1-on-1s.
A little bit earlier in the show, we were talking about, you know, which player has to kind of become the elite guy for this team, step up. And if you figure that Calvin Ridley, Matt Ryan, Grady Jarrett are already kind of at that elite level, you know, Kyle Pitts, a lot of people believe that, you know, he has a chance to be elite from the jump. We'll see. You know, and we got, you know, A.J. Terrell and a little bit of Dante Fowler, you know, that he has to, you know, actually prove that he is an elite, you know, pass rusher, which he looked like for, you know, didn't look like it in Jacksonville. Of course, he was injured, too. Goes to the Rams, where he's alongside Aaron Donald, and he looks like he's an elite pass rusher, comes here and disappears.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely eats. He benefits off of how somebody else's plan. That's what it kind of looks like to me, you know, and that's how he eats. And he got paid for it. Now, you know, I mean, you would think that playing with Grady Jarrett would be some of the same thing, but it hasn't worked out for him that way.
Right, and so, you know, and he's going to have a little help on the other side of the – you know, opposite him, you know, on the other side of the line, get a little bit of push there because, you know, one of the things the Falcons have been missing sorely, among other things, has been a consistent pass rush. Because back in 2016, Vic Beasley, for whatever you think of him, did lead the NFL in sacks that year. He had 15 and a half and had, you know, some tremendous plays. And then, of course, he whatever happened to Vic happened to Vic. And then Tack was never the guy. Boy, you know, we thought he might turn into the guy, but he never turned into that guy. So
we were sold on Tack's passion when he got drafted. Yeah, right. We were sold. We bought into that. I mean, that's what we do. We bought into it. We thought, with the passion that he had and, representing his people, that he was going to be a player. That was not the case. I don't even know. Is Tack still in the league? I know he was with the Raiders.
Out there with Vic, right? I mean, they
were with the Raiders. I don't know if they're still with the Raiders. I don't know. Let me look at the wait a minute. Guess what team? Don't say Tennessee.
Your favorite football team, Hugh Douglas.
The Cleveland Browns.
He is a member of the Cleveland Browns.
You know what? See, that you just gave you gave Abe some ammunition because I didn't know that.
I said that. He stood up, and now he is running into the studio.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
Yeah, Browns, Hugh, your favorite football team. So now you know one person on the Browns defense, Hugh Douglas.
I know two.
Hugh, didn't you do an interview in Cleveland the day he was added?
I didn't know he was still there, though, Abe. Stop that. Because I'm saying I didn't know he was still there. I didn't know he still was on the team. I'm looking at the depth chart.
So you did do an interview in Cleveland?
When they picked him up and they asked what we were going to get for him. Yeah.
To talk for 12 minutes about Tack McKinley?
I didn't know he was still there, though. That was last year. So he's in Cleveland. Okay. Guess who else is there? Jadeveon Clowney. Boy, my Browns are going to – hey, listen. My Brownies, all that taking the Browns to the Super Bowl jokes –
uh-huh.
It's not going to be the same. It's not going to hit the same, John Fricky.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to hit the same now. I mean, people used to say, oh, what you doing? I'm taking the Browns to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. No, they really got a chance to go. They really got a chance to go.
To go where?
To the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Believe it when I see it.
That hurt a little bit.
Well, not wrong. Have I ever seen him in the Super Bowl? Did I miss the Super Bowl the Cleveland Browns were in, sort of like the Detroit Lions, or did I miss that one? Do you think that – I don't – I mean, to me, until they actually do it, I think they have the worst quarterback in the division. I'll take a 39-year-old slimmed-down, washed-up Ben Roethlisberger over Baker. And the other two, I think, are locks
down.
Over him.
A 39-year-old slimmed-down, washed-up, really, John Freaking?
Yep, this year, yep. Yeah.
You know what? The level your level of hatred has reached an all-time today.
I'm just not a believer.
Ben's a little older. Washed up is strong. Washed up is so strong.
Back end of his career. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Say that. Back end of his career sounds so much better.
Okay.
Then
back end of his career, the only thing Baker Mayfield's the only player. He doesn't resemble any of the rest of the quarterbacks. He resembles Kanye, and that he lives in a stadium. Apparently, that's about it.
Oh my goodness! Let me look at my quarterback stats. Because
look at those stats all you want. Yeah, that'll show you heart and soul. That'll give you everything you need to know.
I don't understand why you hate no Baker so much, man.
Yeah, I don't believe in him. I have no faith that Baker Mayfield is ever going to win anything. It's one of those things.
Is there a wager that can't be made?
I think if Cleveland had a quarterback that had, guile and toughness and, all that kind of stuff and could make a clutch play.
You don't think Baker was top? John.
No, I don't think any of those things are true about Baker Mayfield.
I feel a bet. There should be a wager between John.
He threw for 26 TDs last year. Only had 8 interceptions.
Congrats. Going to have more wins this year, Baker or Ben?
Wait a minute, John. I'm looking at his stats. He has progressively gotten better.
Good for him.
Over the year. Well, he had a pretty good rookie year. But then after that, he progressed a little bit. But yeah, he had a pretty good year last year.
Oh, congrats. What do you want me to say? I mean,
I don't understand why
there was a year that Jared Goff had a pretty good year. You buying in? How about Carson Wentz had a pretty good year? How about he was almost MVP? I mean, everybody's got issues, right? I mean, you buying stock on that one? You buying on the margins there? Hugh?
I don't understand for the life of me why you hate Baker Mayfield so much.
Because I just don't think he's ever going to take the Browns to a Super Bowl. I just don't see it.
I think he is. I think he will take the Browns to the Super Bowl. I think he can do that. I think the Browns.
The one thing about Josh Allen, and I'm still kind of mishmash on Josh Allen a little bit, but Josh Allen's tough. Josh Allen's got an edge. And I like that in a quarterback. You either have to be a special athlete like a Pat Mahomes or a Lamar Jackson. You know,
wait a minute. Is this the same Brady? Josh Allen you didn't like at first?
Is well, this I mean, Josh has always had an edge, but he's started to refine his game to go with his edge.
Be backing up last year?
No, wait a minute, John. Hold up. Yeah. Hold up, John.
Right. What?
Wait a minute.
Somehow he went from losing the job in camp to
hey,
the
best you can impress me. It's okay to impress me. It's all right. You can change opinions.
Wait a minute, John.
Jake Fromm's biggest fan right now on the radio.
Well, because I admit, look, I'm just Jake Fromm was a better quarterback in college than Josh Allen.
If Jake Fromm was a P1 listener, you just lost a listener, John. Mm-hmm. You just lost a listener.
Look, Josh Allen sold me. I mean, you go out and perform, okay, fine. You know, and I saw somebody that you know has grown as a player. I said, okay, you know, he's grown. I haven't seen, you know, Baker puts up numbers and yards, okay.
I give you a pass because of COVID. I give you a COVID pass. But, boy, you flopped on that one right there, brother. Josh Allen, okay. Okay.
Would you rather have Josh Allen or Baker Mayfield? Because I'd rather have Josh Allen.
Would you rather have Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, or Jake Fromm, John Fricke? The long pause says it all, John. You ain't got an answer.
Would you rather have Hugh Douglas or Harry Douglas? The good thing is you get both.
I like Harry because Harry's traveling. Harry is living his best life.
So we'll talk to the fisherman, and he'll join us here.
And the horseback rider.
And who knows where he's going to be today.
Guy.
Yeah, he could be in Kenya on safari because man is the world traveler. We'll find out next with Harry and Hugh, the Douglas guys, next on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Report day for the Atlanta Falcons. First day of camp is Thursday. Well, camp begins. It's technically the first day, but practice begins Thursday. First day of practice, 9:30. Out there in Flowery, and all leading up to the open practice that will happen at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is $5. And you can go on to Falcons.com, AtlantaFalcons.com, and see about tickets to the open practice. If you've never been to the stadium, pretty cool. The way to get in, Hugh, for $5. I mean, per
that's
person?
Not a bad one. That's not bad at all. You know, that's right. Not bad at all, John.
Harry Douglas, Falcons NFL analyst, professional fisherman, and horseback
all around world traveler. How about that?
How about that? WadeFord.com hotline. WadeFord is Linus Ford dealer, and Harry's our guy. Hey, Harry.
How y'all doing? Y'all a mess. I'm not fooling with y'all this morning.
Oh, no, nah, man. We living vicariously through you. You know, especially me, because I haven't taken a vacation in forever. So, yeah, I'm definitely living vicariously through you. But, Harry, what do you remember about the first week of training camp? What was the focus that you could recall was on the first week of training camp?
I'll say the fundamentals, the basic fundamentals, man. Getting back to the basics, you know, you coming in that first week, you've had a lot of time off. But usually the first week, I'll say usually the first three practices are more so tailored toward the defense because offensively you're just installing quick game and short little intermediate things. So usually the defense always balls out that first, I'll say, 3 to 4 practices. Now after that, that's when you see the ball flowing through the air and those receivers going up, basically mossing defenders. And sometimes they don't even moss them; they just walk in the end zone. But that first 3 or 4 days is all tailored to the defense, because you got to understand those guys are running around and reacting. The offense is trying to catch their rhythm those first few days.
You know, I gotta believe that, Harry, when fans go to practices out of Flowery Branch and something like a handoff happens, people are going to be cheering, oh, running the ball. There's going to be some differences here between the previous coaching staff and the new coaching staff, obviously. The emphasis on the running game is one area of focus, double tight ends. But I'm really kind of curious as to see how that defense lines up with Dean Pease and what he does to maximize the talent that he has out there to improve, because whatever the Falcons do, Harry, this year, going to rise and fall on the ability of that defense not to collapse late in games.
Well, I'll tell you this. One thing I do know is Dean Pease, from talking to him from the time I was out there at practice, he's excited and he's ready to go. The year off for him, he really missed football, and I even had a chance to talk to his wife as well, so she's even excited about this season. So I'm looking for this defense to make plays, but I'm looking for a variety of different things, right? Dean Pease, I know he's done his homework on all his players defensively and putting those guys in the right positions to execute and make plays, right? Never putting those guys in a position to exploit their weaknesses, but always to thrive on their strengths and make plays that way.
Talking with Harry Douglas as we get ready for Falcons camp out at Flowery Branch. Harry, let's expand the combo a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other headlines in the NFL, get your thoughts on them, because you and I were talking this morning about, would you make a trade for Deshaun Watson right now? The Texans throw it out there kind of, I guess, through third parties that it might take something like 5 draft picks and 3 number ones to get him. Look, he's a special player, but would you give that kind of up? Or is that too high a risk, given the fact that we still don't know what the NFL is going to do or what the NFL investigation will show? I mean, you know, I don't know why this is taking so long, frankly, but is it too high a risk to give up that kind of, price tag for a guy that suddenly could be in trouble and we don't know?
Well, first of all, I don't think the Texans have been very smart in this situation. If you was going to trade Deshaun Watson, you should have done it when he first requested for the trade. Then you probably could have got everything you're asking for. Now, with the circumstances leading now, I don't know if you're going to be able to get everything that you're asking for, because there's so much unknown on what the commissioner is going to do. Is he actually going to be playing this year? And that whole ordeal, or is he going to be suspended? So I think the Texans kind of dropped the ball in this situation, because if they were going to trade him, they should have did it early versus trying to do it late. I don't know what ball game they're trying to play right here, and wait until a training camp starts to say they're going to start listening to offers to trade Deshaun Watson. But what the ideal situation should have been is when he said he did not want to be there. That's when you should have traded him. Therefore, you could have got whatever you wanted for him.
Speaking of situations in football and fallouts and everything, how do you think this possibility of forfeiting paychecks is going to go, because you didn't get vaccinated? You think that's going to be a big issue this coming up football season?
Hey, Hugh, my best thing is I'm going to say I encourage people to get vaccinated, man. You know what I mean? Because I think it's the best thing to do. I think it's the best thing we can get back to normalcy. Mm-hmm. Not to the way it was before the COVID hit, but at least a step closer to doing what we want to do, and that's going out with our friends, having the ability. From a football standpoint, I want to be vaccinated because I don't want to be isolated. I don't want to be in isolation because we've seen the year that COVID had the impact it had on so many people last year, happened to be isolated, being at home for so long. You've seen at some point it plays on your mental capacity. But for players on road games, if you're not vaccinated, you got to stay isolated in your room in the hotel room. You got to have your food up there. You basically can't do anything. If you're vaccinated, you get to go out to dinner. You get to see people. You get to see family. Do all those things. You don't have to be on a short leash. And at the same time, being vaccinated, it's going to help protect people around you and yourself as well. So I don't see what the problem is about people getting a vaccination. I'm actually I do some things with Peach State Health Plan, and we just had a panel discussion at Morehouse School of Medicine about vaccination and misconceptions. There's so many misconceptions, and then when you're going around talking to people and you're asking them why they aren't getting the vaccination, some of the answers aren't even I'm laughing inside because it's, some of the things they say is just terrible to me.
You can say I say it for your head because it really ain't you said. It's just stupid. Like some of the reasons they give are just stupid.
Yeah.
Just stupid reasons. Yes.
Hugh and Harry, I have a question since you brought it up, Hugh, on this subject for both of you, since you are both veterans, you're both long-term players, both star players. The Bucks and the Steelers are practicing with red wristbands and yellow wristbands. Red wristbands for players that are vaccinated, yellow wristbands for players not vaccinated. How does that make you feel that we're talking about? I mean, I'm just curious. I'll let you guys speak to it because I'm not a former player. Harry, you can go first, and Hugh, I want you to jump in here. How do you feel about this?
Well, first I'm going to say this, though. Let me say this. So, for so many, and I'm just going to be honest about how I put it. For so many years, right, people can go out there. And I know this is a radio station, but I'm just going to keep it real this morning. You can go out there and meet someone at the bar and
yeah, I know where you're going.
go do things with them unprotected and risk getting AIDS and STDs and all this stuff and risk killing yourself. Or you can go to a bar, have drinks, and then get in a car and drink and drive and risk killing multiple people. Doing all these things, but you're going to tell me you don't want to take a vaccination? Can somebody make it make sense to me? Because it don't make sense to me.
Out there taking penitentiary chances in them streets, but you don't want to get vaccinated.
You can take all these painkillers that can, at the end of the day, at some point, kill you, but you don't want to get a vaccination? Make it make sense to me, you, because it don't make sense to me.
Listen, man, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to get my last shot Wednesday, and I'm done. But the reason why I just waited, because I felt like, hey, I'm here by myself for the most part. But in order for me to be a productive citizen in society, and if I want to move around freely like I wanted to, we talked about this years ago. Do what I have to do. That's basically what it is. I'm doing what I have to do to get back to normal. And for that year that we were dealing with COVID, working from home, I didn't really have to go anywhere. So I was chilling. But now I'm trying to integrate myself back into society, and if this is what I have to do to make others feel safe around me and to be safe, then so be it. And I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to take it a step further. I'm going to still wear a mask. I'm going to still wear a face covering just because.
Yep.
So when you – and then on bottom line is this, John. Anything that affect – and I told Underboss this. I am not doing anything that is going to affect my bottom line. And if that, that's just how it is. And if that anybody else feels any other kind of way, I mean, hey, do what's best for you. But when you start talking about messing with my bottom line, and I mean financially, no, I'm not about to do that. No, that ain't about to happen.
It'll be interesting to see, you know, players. Is there any issue with the whole wristband thing? I'm kind of curious.
Just, I would say, John, it's funny. To me, it's kind of funny.
I don't think it's it's an issue with it. It's just the fact that you're identifying who's vaccinated, who's not.
Yeah, I mean, but it's your business is in the streets.
You may catch a slant and see a defender with a wristband who's not vaccinated. Maybe like, oh, I got to dodge him. You got to cut the other way. Just messing around, playing around. But I don't know. But all seriousness, though, I think everyone should get vaccinated. I don't see the issue. And like I said, I'm an advocate for it. I do things with Peach State Health Plan, and we talk about these things and try to ease the conversations with people when it comes to getting them vaccinated. But it's just crazy to me that it's taken so long for so many people to get vaccinated in a country where you can prevent things from happening at a certain stage in your life when it comes to COVID-19.
Yeah, I'm vaccinated, been vaccinated a long time. And so I agree with you on those points. And again, of course, I would say it's a personal decision as to whether or not you're going to do it. And the NFL has made it clear, you know, the tier one employees, the coaches and the front office personnel must be vaccinated.
You can't even be around the team unless you got vaccinated, right? Man. Exactly. Hey, listen.
Players, well, that's what I'm different. Saying. Like, think about this, Hugh. And I was the type of guy on road trips, well, even home games, that the receivers, we love to go out to dinner. No matter what family you have in town, all of us have to go out to dinner together. If you have family, you have to bring them, right? We're used to doing things together. We play cards together. We do everything together to build that team camaraderie. But if you're not vaccinated, how are you even going to do that? Because you have to be isolated from everybody else.
Yeah, you can't do. You can't party. You can't kick it with the fellas. Yeah.
No. Last year, listen, trust me. Listen to the players last year. Last year was miserable for them. Yes, they love football, but dealing with COVID last year without a vaccination and this whole night was miserable for a lot of players, and not just players, but personnel, people as well. So the best thing for us to do and people to do in this world, in this country, is to get vaccinated.
Well, Harry, I do appreciate it. Best of luck to you on your mission on that. And here it is. It's camp time, Harry. Let's play some football.
I know that's right. I'm so glad it's here. I've been watching film this morning. I'm about to go take my daughter to her orientation because she started big girl school.
All right. Congratulations.
Appreciate it, bro.
All right. Thanks, Harry.
Start.
Harry Douglas joining us, of course, at HDouglas83 on the Twitter. Breaks it all down, does a great job. He's a great follow on the Twitter, HD Connection on the YouTube, and all that kind of good stuff, too. Top of the hour, Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 90. Turn the game.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not in the game.
92.9 The Game welcomes AEG Presents and Concerts West as they present the Rolling Stones No Filter 2021 North America Tour. The Stones are back. The No Filter Tour returns to Atlanta November 11th, 2021 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And tickets are on sale now, November the 11th at MBS. Tickets on sale now. And you can listen to 92.9 The Game all week long for your chance to win tickets to see the Rolling Stones. Hugh, you ever seen the Rolling Stones?
Not in concert. I wouldn't mind going, though.
I wouldn't either. I've never seen the Stones.
I wouldn't mind going to see the Stones, though.
Something that would be interesting to me. Way back in the day, and I mean way back in the day, 40 years ago or longer, this station, which is still WZGC, Hugh, way back in the day was the hot rocker in town. Okay, this was a station called Z93. And Z93 was the hot rocker, and then it became Dave FM. And 9 years ago, can't believe it's been, Hugh, it's been almost 9 years. Can't believe that, we switched to 92 on the game. They kept promoting this concert, and they were giving away free tickets to something called the Cockroaches. Go see the Cockroaches. And who the hell wants to go see, the Cockroaches play on the Beatles, right? The Cockroaches, they're going to be at the Great Southeast Music Hall, which doesn't exist anymore. But they did this for like a month, and nobody was like going. And so finally, one of my friends said, hey, I think I'll go see this Cockroaches. They're giving away free tickets. I'm like, you really going to go to that thing? So he grabbed a couple of, it turns out it wasn't the Cockroaches. It was a cover. It was the Rolling Stones. And they wanted to work on their new album live. They hadn't played it live.
Uh-huh.
So they called themselves the Cockroaches and held a free concert. Anybody that showed up, and I outwalked the Rolling Stones to do this album. So
I wouldn't mind seeing them, though, because I saw some of the old stuff where they did from concerts. Boy, they're pretty old. And I just want to see them get up there and do their thing, at their advanced age. Because they were in their 70s.
Oh, yeah, late 70s. I mean, their first album was 1964. That's their first album. It's not like they were born in 1964. No, they were already in their 20s, 1964. 57 years ago. The Stones, November 11th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
That's going to be pretty packed, too. I might just go to just get a couple of t-shirts. I know the t-shirt's probably going to be like $100 million or something like that.
Right, of course. With the tongue sticking out, that whole thing?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I got one Rolling Stone t-shirt. I need to get me a couple more. I need to get some road gear, some authentic stuff. Yeah,
starch up. Pretty good. Anyway, amazing what goes viral on Twitter. And this is about to go viral on Twitter. And it's just a picture, a long shot of a dude standing in a parking lot wearing shorts and sandals. And it's about to go viral. And it's because of who that dude is and where he is.
It's Aaron.
It's Aaron Rodgers standing in the parking lot of the Packers practice facility in Wisconsin. And here he is. That's all it says. And so this picture is about to go viral because Aaron showed up.
Yeah, because everybody didn't know whether or not he was going to show. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. You done messed up, A.A. Ron!
Yeah, see.
It's like that picture that went viral over the weekend of Ben Affleck rubbing J-Lo's butt. I mean, like, really? That's what everybody's talking about? You know? Okay, whatever. You know, I think there's just some jelly there, that's all.
What's that? Some jelly?
Yeah.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Well, you know, I mean, you're not Ben Affleck, you know? I mean, you don't get to rub J-Lo's butt. I'm just saying.
Oh, and, so that was a real picture. That,
oh, yeah.
He kind of, they back together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're PDA.
Yeah, he got a chain with her name on it?
She got a chain with his name on it.
Boy, listen, let me tell you. I am not mad at J-Lo, so don't anybody think that I am. But she moves on quick.
Yeah.
She don't mess around. But if you're
well, she's like 51 now. I mean, you don't have time to wait.
But she's
52. Right.
She's still fine. What that mean?
Oh no, she's still really fine. I'm just saying, you're not. You know, it's like.
I mean, you ain't got time to mess around. Huh? You got to move quick. You ain't got that much time left on the clock. Note to self.
Right. Note to self. By the way, I should let all of our 20-something-year-old listeners know. You know, one of the things you learn in life as you start to get a little bit older is that once you pass a certain age, like maybe 45, and Hugh knows this now, when you get there's no dating anymore. I mean, it's basically job interview. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, you know.
Oh, wow. She got a Ben Affleck chain. That's crazy. I mean, I'm not mad at her. Like, at all. I mean, but she's a little bit, yeah. She's still fine.
Oh, yeah.
But she, like, if you're A-Rod, like as a guy, though, it still hurt. It still don't feel good, John, knowing that somebody used to date. You would think that, you know, that you were all that and that she would be in somewhat mourning of the relationship.
Well, wait a second. How about the reverse here? I mean, let's be fair. I mean, it's not like Ben Affleck doesn't have a body count.
No, I'm not saying that he does. I mean, that's not the point that I'm making. I'm talking about A-Rod. I'm talking about the fact that he was with her.
Oh,
like,
A-Rod.
Dude, he was with her and he would look at her with those longing, loving eyes when they would be out places. And she moved on quick, like you didn't even matter.
Well, I mean, because he's out there flitting with the other gal, you know? I mean, whatever her name was, you know?
Oh, he got caught cheating?
The hot blondie, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. See, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, oh, there you have it then. She has every right to do how she doing.
Yeah, she said, yeah, bye-bye.
Yeah, but boy, I tell you, it hurt. It still cut deep when a woman just moves on just like that, like you didn't even matter.
Well, you know, I mean, you made your you decided which bed you wanted to sleep in.
Who knows that better than me, John? I got moved on from twice, so yeah.
Yeah,
I definitely know that feeling. Yeah, I'm just saying it still don't feel good.
End of the show. I need to make a correction here so that I can correct. And so one of those things that gets buried in the New York Times when they make a mistake and they put the little correction down in the corner. Apparently Thursday is National Chicken Wing Day. I got ahead of myself.
You got it. Yeah, you was excited.
Yeah, I was excited.
Oh, yeah, and I just wanted to say, because I don't want any pressure groups texting Sean anything, talking about, you know,
what
I'm making people get vaccinated. Do what is best for you. Like, don't do what I'm doing. Do what's best for you, and if you want to get vaccinated, that's great. If you don't, that's fine, too. Do what is best for you. I don't want anybody to say that, you know, we're taking a political stance here and, you know, making people uncomfortable, talking about vaccinations and all that good stuff. Just don't want that. Don't want that smoke. So yeah
no, I've always said. I mean, look, this is always a personal choice.
Yeah,
it has to be. I mean, it's no different than, you know, the flu or the, you know, polio or any other. Look, you're putting something into your body. And so, man, by the way, which still isn't FDA approved. Let's keep that in mind too.
Do what's best for you, man. I'm just saying, because I don't want anybody, you know, talking about you.
But
man,
I took the emergency authorization and I took the chance that I believed in Pfizer and I, you know, so I mean, but that's my choice. You know, it's not your choice. That's fine. I mean, you do you, and you know, I mean, whatever, you know, however you want to handle this is up to you, and that's kind of, it's your body. Yeah, well, who am I to tell you what to do with your life? So I'm not about to do that because you're not going to tell me what to do with mine. Same difference. And anyway, yeah, I just thought the whole red wristband, yellow wristband thing was a little...
That's a little uncomfortable for
you. Yeah, it was a little uncomfortable for me.
Because you basically
singling people out,
but,
right.
But, John, listen, this is following along the lines that we knew where it was going to go. You knew it was going to be that. I mean, we talked about this way back when the COVID hit, and you said, you know, we were talking about how you can't make people take the vaccination, which you can't,
right?
But you can make it uncomfortable, because just like I said, what has the conversation been over the last couple of months? Hey, What's your vaccination status? Like, that's a real conversation. That's a conversation.
Right.
And either you could be that person who hits them with, well, you know, I don't believe in it, and you know, the government's putting chips in my body, or, you know, it's the white man doing this or that, whatever the conversation is. That's what people are going to say.
Right.
No, I'm telling you, like, yeah, you'd
whatever,
be surprised.
I get you. I know whatever conspiracy
whatever it is, and you're like, okay, whatever, you know, and you know, you could sit there and choose to engage in those conversations, or you could just be like, okay.
You know, and then, you know, there are the rules here. I mean, we do have to, you know, 85% is what the NFL wants to get to with players, and I understand the Falcons are above that threshold, and they're, matter of fact, they're one of the most heavily vaccinated teams in the NFL, which is good. You know, because, you know, if you end up being the dude that's responsible for bringing whatever variant, Lambda, Delta, Epsilon, Gamma, whatever the hell it is, into the locker room, and suddenly you guys have to forfeit, and everybody on your team and the other team loses a paycheck, and that's on, and they trace it to you, they contact trace that to you, oh, man. You costing me money?
Yeah, that's what it is, John. It's the bottom line.
Ooh, that's going to be a serious problem.
It's the bottom line,
man. You
cost
me a paycheck because you brought that in here?
Yeah, it's the bottom line. And that's how they make it. Like, listen, that's how they did it, because there are going to be some guys. Like, it's the haves and the have-nots in the NFL. And the reason why the NFL Players Association has not been able to get a foothold and have the same kind of deals that other leagues have is because they divide and conquer. They've been doing it forever, and it's always going to be that way. You know, NFL is the most popular sport in America, but it's also the one that they get shafted the most. So it's always going to be like that.
Yep, absolutely true, 100%. All right, also 100% true is that we have a show following us.
Andy Randy coming up next. Everybody have a safe and wonderful day. Peace.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.